know, I started doing the background work again, even though it's COVID. You know, it's funny. It's like the TV shows. Have you noticed, like, a lot of TV shows are new? Like, we were talking about the beginning of COVID, what television, what movies were going to do. What were they going to do about COVID? Mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't be together, you know, on a set. And they came up with the concept of being in a bubble where everybody gets tested and tested and tested. And after you've been tested like 9 times, then you quarantine for 2 weeks. And then you go into your bubble where you are just with those people who have all been tested and tested, and everybody is safe and clean, and you're not allowed to go outside the bubble. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be with anyone else. And that's been the way that they've been doing it. So with television, what they do is they test you twice before you come to set. And which is weird because, so like, let's say you're shooting. So I got called to do this show called Girls 5 Eva, which is Tina Fey's new show.
Oh, it's not like Girls Gone Wild. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Imagine me.
Have to show boobs. Okay.
Yeah. It's called, Girls 5 Eva instead of Girls 4 Eva. And, you know, I was nervous about it. So what they were doing was you get tested on Monday. You get tested again on Tuesday. You shoot on Wednesday. That's how it is. It's 2 days of testing. You get paid for that. You get paid for your day. Mm-hmm. And then you actually work on the third day. So I agreed to do that. And I was ready to go get tested. At the last minute, I was supposed to be a music producer. I guess they either decided to go with someone else or they just decided to kill that whole concept. But at the last minute, I got a call from the agent I work with who said, yeah, they don't need you. But I thought, you know, I was like, okay, well, what is Girls 5 Ever? I looked it up and I was like, you know what? This is one of the shows that is on everyone's list of shows that we're looking forward to for 2021. So I figured I'd go through some of those shows with you, some shows that maybe you haven't heard of mm-hmm. that are actually shooting right now. And they're being really careful in these COVID bubbles so that they can produce some new television for you.
Okay.
Okay, so aside from Dexter on Showtime, and the Friends reunion on HBO Max, just so you know, this Girls 5 Eva, it's Tina Fey and her 30 Rock co-creator Robert Carlock. They're basically getting the band back together. It's a comedy about a former one-hit wonder girl group, and Sarah Bareilles is in it. One of the leads from Hamilton is in it, Busy Phillips. Mm-hmm. So yeah, people are looking forward to it. It's supposed to be really good. Netflix has a show coming out called Inventing Anna, and it's Shonda Rhimes writing and show running at the same time, which she hasn't done yet. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be on Netflix, and this is great. So this is based on a 2018 New York Magazine story about a fake German heiress who conned her way into the New York society scene, which I think sounds amazing. And especially because my girl, Julia Garner from Ozark, is starring in it as Anna.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be on Netflix?
That one would be on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from Scandal, Anna Chlumsky, Laverne Cox is in it. And then a bunch of other people that you'll be like, oh, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of those people. Hulu has a show coming out that looks great. It's called Only Murders in the Building. Okay. So I'm not sure if it's somebody who only murders in the building or only murders in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I don't know. It's a comedy. It stars Steve Martin.
Yeah. Murder's fun.
No, but listen, it's a comedy.
Makes me laugh.
It stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
You put Martin Short in a show, I'm gone.
No, Martin Short with Steve Martin? Are you kidding me?
No. Remember all those skits they would do at the Oscars? Oh,
yeah.
Only funny to them.
Yeah, but these aren't that.
Okay.
Remember Three Amigos? How great that was?
I'm not there. I'm gone.
Okay.
You see, all right, I'm there with Steve Martin. You had me at Martin Short.
All right. Well, Selena Gomez is also starring in it with them. They're a group of true crime fans who find themselves embroiled in a murder mm-hmm. as it unfolds. So they're trying to like sleuth. I think that's
murder
good.
Is funny.
Okay. This I thought was a joke when I first heard about it, but this is real. It's a show for NBC called Young Rock, and it's based on the life of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. That looks really good.
It actually does look pretty good. First, I was like, wait a minute, what is this? This looks bizarre. Because don't you remember that CeeLo Green was going to do a show like this based on his own life?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, nobody cares about CeeLo Green. Sorry.
So Chris Rock did one also. Yeah. So not The Rock, but Chris Rock.
Right. Everyone hates Chris.
Right. So, but no, this one looks actually pretty cool. But I look at it and go, yeah, because The Rock needs more money.
Yeah, I know. He's the wealthiest, everywhere. He's the wealthiest movie star. He's like the most followed person on Instagram now. Yeah.
Mm.
So those are the three main shows I would say that people are looking forward to the most.
All right.
Oh, sorry, four main shows people are looking forward to the most coming out for 2021.
So I get notifications if they're shooting a movie near me. And I signed up for a movie one time, and I always get notifications if a movie's around and if they're looking for somebody my age. Then right. I'll look at it and go, maybe I'll try out for that. And there's a new movie shooting around here called Holly Time.
Okay.
I think it is. So it's shooting around here, and they're looking for a guy in his 40s to do something. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try out for this. You read a little bit farther down, and it said, there's a scene where you come out of the lake naked, and it's full frontal nudity.
Okay, and?
And I'm like, okay, the water's cold. I'm walking out of the water in front of a camera naked. No, not for me. I can't. No. Because for the rest of my life, it's going to be my screenshot that you're going to send me.
Right. That's true.
My kids are going to see it. My parents are going to see it. And the whole world is going to see it on a big screen. So after I get out of the water. So no, I can't do that movie. Sorry.
And let me tell you, it's not on IMDb, which means it's probably not legit. Which is, it sounds like it's either a porn or some kind of independent film or something. You're gonna end up like in the film equivalent of like some kind of Pornhub thing.
Well, and but I look at all these movies that are on Amazon and things like this. They are always looking for people, and they're not good. I mean, I watched a movie the other day about a killer llama from outer space. You know, worst movie ever. Somebody got paid to be in it.
No, of course. Yeah.
So, but I can't do the nudity thing. It's just not going to happen. Yeah.
Not going to be in your contract. No.
I passed on that one. Said no, can't do it.
I love that Scarlett Johansson will do nudity, but you won't.
Well, because she looks a whole lot better on camera than I'm no Rock over here. So
Brad Pitt will do nudity, but no, not Anthony.
Yeah.
Not Anthony Michael. Sorry.
No, not going to do it. Would you do it?
Nudity?
Yeah. If the script, if you're going out for Holy Time or Holly Time, whichever one it is, and you have to walk out of the water naked, full frontal, are you doing it?
If it was a year ago, I might have said yes, but now that we have COVID and I've been laying around for a year, no, I wouldn't do it now just because I don't even want to look at my body. I wear a bathing suit in the shower, so I don't have to look at myself.
If they're paying you, would you do it?
No, but they're not paying that much. I mean, just so you know, if anybody tells you they do like extra work or background work or like day player work, the most you get, and this is like with overtime, the most you'll get is like maybe $220.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of money. So the question is, would you get naked in front of the whole, you know, it's funny, like I would do it if it was a theater piece, if it was not going to be on the internet, if people weren't going to see it forever. But I don't know, like years ago, I would have done it. Like when I had a great body, that's when I should have done it. I missed an opportunity.
Should have been all nude all the time.
All nude all the time. It's way too late now.
When I'm 25, I got no problem walking out of the water. Yeah. How are you doing? You know, but now, no.
Yeah. I know, me too. Yeah, I feel like once you turn 35, it's all downhill.
And the water's cold.
The water's cold.